Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 449, and today we're going to be talking about actually your life, and are you listening to your life? You see, our life is speaking to us every single day in messages, in symbolism, in meaning, and we need to be aware of what that is. Otherwise, we'll miss the meaning and the communication that our life is trying to give to us. And our life talks to us through adversity, through success, through illness, through challenges. And so when we have worry or frustration, depression, boredom, sadness, happiness, or confidence, all of those emotions have their root within us. And we are interpreting an event that creates that emotion. So the event is kind of the mirror or the trigger for the emotion. And what most of us do is attach the emotion to the external trigger, when in reality, the external trigger is bringing something up for us that is worthy of investigating, worthy of thinking about. And this is how our life talks to us. It talks to us all the time. When I got pneumonia, one of the first things is what is my body trying to tell me? And I did some research. And so when I did some research on pneumonia and then the spiritual meaning or the emotional meaning behind it, I don't take whatever the person writes verbatim. I sense to see if it feels correct to me. And most of the time when I have done the research, either with Louise Hay or some other people, I have found that there is a certain degree of resonancy with what they say within me. So again, when we have these challenges, when we get laid off of work, what is the meaning behind it, but what is our life trying to tell us? It could be something, the fact that this is not your path. You need to find another path. And if you stay on this path, you'll never find your other path. So the universe says, I'm going to create an event for you to search elsewhere. So we could call this, your life is talking to you. The universe is talking to you. But at some level, we're all connected. And so your soul creates intuition based on what it believes is the best course for you to take, and it will give you signals. So this is why I talk about your life is talking to you every single day. Our unconscious mind is, so the seat of the soul is the unconscious mind, and then that is connected to the bigger infinite intelligence, which is the universal mind. And so as we continue to not just, oh, it was an accident, I just didn't take my vitamin C, I didn't do that, but really sit with everything that's happening in our life, good, bad, or indifferent, we're then able to investigate where our life should be headed, not should be headed, but where it could be heading. And when we can look into those different aspects of our life and curiously question, what does this mean? Again, so a physical ailment would be, is what is my body trying to tell me? A relationship ailment, meaning you're breaking up, divorce, fighting all the time, whatever. What is my heart trying to tell me about love? And many people who have experienced failure in relationships may take a negative approach and say, well, my heart's telling me not to get involved in a relationship. That's probably not the case. But the case is because you had been in some relationships and they didn't work out, is how did you play a role in it? How did you support the unhealthiness of that relationship? How did you allow it? And sometimes relationships just don't work out, but there's that poem, reason, season, and lifetime. And for the relationship part, if we can look at what the learnings are from that, that is awesome. When we start looking at our career or our path, when we start getting frustrated with work, when we just don't get enjoyment out of it, it can be that we don't see purpose in what we're doing. So our life is talking to us with the frustration of work is discover the purpose, not your life purpose, but what's your purpose in doing that job? And there's a lot of jobs that are just mundane, repetitive, and you don't see any purpose in it. And what you can do is with the help of meditation and some other things is take a higher vision and see what that affects. I know that when I was in telecom and high tech sales, I was sold $1 million pieces of equipment to the telephone company. And I really didn't see the purpose in it at some point. And then I was getting discouraged with my work and discouraged. And so I really sat with it. And I realized that if it wasn't for the equipment that I was selling, a grandmother on the East Coast could not talk to her granddaughter on the West Coast. Those things wouldn't take place. And so I realized that I'm helping keep families and friends connected and helping establish new friends and family. And that changed my whole perspective when I started to go and sell these products because I knew what would happen because of it. It wasn't just sell the product, get a commission, and my customer buys it and installs it, and that's it. No, there was a bigger purpose, and there was a bigger reason behind that. And once I found that, I really embraced it. So that's kind of where my life was talking to me as far as a career. And you can take the different segments of your life. You can look at any wheel of life. From a life coaching one, I have one called Life in Harmony, and you have finances and relationships and health and fitness and personal growth and all of those aspects. And when you look at something that's going on within you, and again, it could be doing great. So if you're doing some personal growth and you're getting some positive experiences from it, what is your life trying to tell you? It may be saying that you're on the right path. This is a good path for you because there's so much personal growth out there. There's so many different people and mentors that you can tap into. So the whole point of this particular podcast is when an event happens, when an emotion comes up, sit with it and going, what is my life trying to tell me about this emotion? And look at it from a positive learning as opposed to, we'll never do this again or never do that again. Because then when you start talking about what you shouldn't do or never do, then you're being restrictive. That's a fear-based decision. We want to take it and go, what I learned is that this situation helps me do this better than whatever it might be. So it's when you can take the time to really sit with your life and every single thing. So every single thing matters. Every single emotion that you are experiencing is your life talking to you. My question is, how well are you listening? So my challenge for you for this week is to find an emotion that comes up for you and sit with it for 10 20, 30 minutes, meditate on it. What is my life trying to tell me? What is my life trying to tell me? And you will come up with some awesome, awesome wisdom, awesome ideas, awesome ways of direction, and watch how your life dramatically improves. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.